We are now recording. No, I've got the little moving bar graphs. Hi, I'm Gavin McCutcheon, and I'm one of the team at .Scot Registry. Well, this has been in process now since 2006, would you believe? So this has been on the go for a long time, and we're absolutely excited as anything for tomorrow. Well, it's like a lot of these things, you don't really know. You always have your suspicions it'll be good, but you worry that it won't. But we have been absolutely bowled over by the interest that's been shown to us by, you know, ordinary people in the streets, large organisations and small organisations. It's crazy. Worldwide, we've had the clan chieftain of the St Andrews Society of Bangkok, Clan Wallace in Texas. We've had the Gujarati Pipe Band. You name it, Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada. We've had interest from all over the world. No, there's these new domains, you had a choice between choosing to represent a geography or a culture, and we chose to represent the Scottish culture. So our application all along has been to support the worldwide family of Scots, you know, Scots wherever they happen to be in the world. And that's a group of, well, anything up to about 50 million people. Okay. Okay. First up is the Pioneer Group, which is going live tomorrow at lunchtime. The Pioneer Group are a cross-section of the Scottish community worldwide. So we've got representatives of Civic Scotland, the charitable sector, small businesses, large businesses, you name it. This section really got in contact with us by two means. Some contacted us directly and said we would like to be pioneers. We sent out emails to organisations that already registered an interest with us saying keep us in contact. And some got in contact through word of mouth saying we'd like to be part of this too. So that group goes out live tomorrow and that's about 50 domains. After that is a set of time which is mandated by our governing body, ICANN in America. And that's for people with registered trademarks who want to make sure that no cyber squatters get their domains. After that, the general public is allowed to register for domains, and that's from the 23rd of September. The final price is determined by the actual registrars who sell you the domain. We don't set that price, unfortunately, but you can expect it to cost somewhere between about £20 and £25 per year. Other than we'd just love people to go out and register the .Scot domains. But we've had about, we're completely bowled over by the level of interest. We've had about 10,000 or more people contacting us directly about buying domains. And that's not including the people who've been contacting registrars to go and try and set up a pre-registration with them. So there seems to be an enormous level of demand out there, which we just didn't anticipate. I don't know if it'll be better business, but it's better able to express the qualities that make a Scottish business successful. I mean, if you go anywhere in the world, Scots are renowned for, you know, reliability, quality, ingenuity, you know, invention, effectively. And that's kind of hard to portray. It's hard to portray the Scottish qualities when you don't have any online means of doing it. If you were, say, a Scottish producer of fine Scottish produce, all you could do is register a .com or a .co.uk. There's no way you could register something that says we are a producer of fine Scottish, say, seafood. But now you can. You can say, well, .Scot. And hopefully that will carry the connotations that of the Scottish quality and ingenuity with you. Well, there's Dot Wales and Dot Cymru for the Welsh population. There's Dot London down in London. That represents the geography of London. In Berlin, you've got Dot Berlin or Dot New York City or Dot Paris. And then there's some unusual ones like Dot Bazaar, which is actually in Arabic writing. Or you've got special brand surnames like, say, Dot Sony to represent their brand, even. Sorry about this. I'll just call it off.